Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are reviewing the 44th SADC Summit, which saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa take over the rotational SADC chairmanship in Harare on Saturday. But first, in the U.S. presidential election, thousands of Democratic Party delegates this week will celebrate Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as their presidential ticket for 2024. They are gathering in the Midwest city of Chicago. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Presutti takes a look at some volatile confrontations from past conventions and how support for the party's candidate has grown since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Chicago, 1968. Violence outside the Democratic National Convention between police and Vietnam War protesters. TV, still a relatively new medium, showing the conflicts live. New York City, 1976. The last time the Democratic Party would announce its vice presidential candidate at the convention, with presidential candidate Jimmy Carter choosing Walter Mondale.
We have that vision, we love our country, and we're going to do our job. Thank you very much.
Chaos at the next convention in 1980, when Senator Ted Kennedy challenged President Carter's re-election. Kennedy would concede to Carter in a famous speech that ended with this line.
The cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
Back to Chicago, 1996, and civil rights protesters demanding racial equality and welfare reform. Police keeping the crowds from entering the security perimeter. Denver, 2008. Barack Obama's acceptance speech moved to an outdoor stadium to accommodate the convention record crowd of 84,000.
With profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States.
This week in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz begin their party's convention with some momentum. Last month, President Joe Biden was trailing Republican candidate Donald Trump in political polls. Since Biden dropped out, candidate Harris has risen in those polls. Last week's morning consult survey showing her 3 points ahead of Trump, although it remains a tight race. There will be protesters, as there always are at conventions, like these from last month's Republican gathering held in neighboring Wisconsin. Meeting them in Chicago will be thousands of federal, state, and local police officers.
I'm confident that our plan will provide a safe and secure environment during the DNC.
Chicago officials expect as many as 50,000 out-of-town visitors for the convention, with the city's United Center hosting the Democratic Party events. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.
The 44th SADC Summit closed on Saturday without discussing the widely condemned human rights violations in Zimbabwe and the disputed August 2023 elections, with the Zimbabwean ambassador to Mozambique and ZANU-PF senior member Mr. Victor Matemadanda saying there were more important issues to discuss.
As far as international law is concerned, or international relations, Zimbabwe has got no case to answer to whoever. So what the social media could be saying, or even the opposition, is just a non-event, because nothing that has been done which can be considered to be a violation or a breach of any protocol. That then means that there is no issue, there is no case to talk about, even to answer. So the report or the overall statement by the outgoing SADC chairman was perfect in that it centered on the main and critical issues that should be faced, or that that the bloc went through during his tenure, and not even electoral issues, as some had anticipated, can be mentioned because nothing wrong was done. Of course, that is as far as the international law is concerned, but of course, you have a court also of public opinion at times which is not informed, which can be influenced by hate or something that is very, very different. So as far as we are concerned, and as far as the protocols binding international relations are concerned, we are happy about the overall report.
That was the Zimbabwean ambassador to Mozambique, Mr. Victor Matemadanda, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Bulawayo Senator Kutatapulu from one of the Citizens Coalition for Change factions says SADC should focus on cooperation among member states.
Sikhangelele ukuthi nxa behamba phambili ngohlelo lwabo sibone ukubambana i-regional cooperation indaba zamapassport ukuthi kube lula ukuphosa nxa zingena kwamanye amazwe esadak nxa kusenziwa ezebhizinisi kube lula ukuthi nxa kule zinto engizithengisayo ngizithengisa nami eTanzania ngiyethengisa eAngola kulungiswe kuphekwe siphile sonke njengabantu abansundu in the region umkhonomi wethu wonke ukhuphuke yikho lathi sizokubona akulo okunye okumangalisayo ngaphandle kwakhona lokho kusho ukuthi i-meeting le meeting nxa ihlala phansi ine-agenda yayo ba bekwazi ukuthi sifunukhuluma ngalokho lalokho lalokho njalo i-meeting le inhlanganiso nenhlanganiso ile mithetho yayo ama-procedure alandelwayo xa ufuna ukuhambisa izikhalazo kufana nje lokuthi ungaye ekhothi nxa ungahambisanga izincwadi zakho zekhothi ezipheleleyo akuyo ndaba engahlala phela izulu kodwa ungahambisa izincwadi ezipheleleyo ubhale ngobunono nobuciko utshengisele ukuthi uyayazi into eyenzayo then indaba yakho izangena kwi-agenda indaba ngokuningangenanga kwi-agenda kushoukuthi oyiphetheyo wehlulekile ukuthi ayibhale kanjani.
That was Bulawayo Senator Kutatapulu speaking to Studio 7 in Harare after attending the SADC Summit. Opposition National Constitutional Assembly President Professor Love Momatuku says there is no justification for violating human rights activists during the run-up to the summit.
Shoktanga ntawule nezwe ukuthoba kwekodzero yevanhu saka tatsana nesummit nenguva yesummit kodzero dzevanhu hazifanira kutombotyorwa zvingabasa kuti nguva ipi vanhu vanofanira kutiti hurumende inge ichiremekedza nyaya yekuti vanhu vane kodzero saka hatifaniri kuzvibatanidza zvekuti kune summit yesadzati nekuti vanhu kodzero dzavo dziri kutyorwa chero nguva inenge yatyorwa kodzero vanhu vanofanira kupopota hurumende pamwe vakashandisa havo zvesarudzo sezvesadzak summit kuti vatsvaye kukanganisira vaya vanoda kudzimisira zvakashata zvinofanira kurambidzira saka ndava kuenda kunyaya yekuti pane kuvhurwa kwaita musangano wesadzak and hapana kutaurwa nyaya yekuti zimbabwe yakafanana nadrc kana kuti yakafanana nemozambique ngatiti pachena ipapo sekuona kwatiri kuita tofanira kuziva kuti zvakasiyana zviri kuitika kudrc nezviri kuitika Mozambique ndezvekutorwisana kunouya kuti kuurayana ikoko saka ndonyaya dzavari kutaura sadzaki haisati yasvika panguva yekuti inyatsobata zvinhu zviri kuitika mukati menyika on zvezvatingati zvinenge zvichiitika mukati zvekuti munhu asungwa muno muzimbabwe kana arohwa haisi nyaya yesadzaki inokwidzwa kuenda kusadzaki kana munhu akasungwa muno akarohwa muno ngatinetsane muno.
That was the National Constitutional Assembly President Professor Love Momatuku speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Members of the Citizens Coalition for Change faction, fronted by jailed Jameson Timba, did not attend the summit as most are either in custody or reportedly in hiding following a crackdown on human rights activists ahead of the SADC summit. Over 170 activists remain in custody, with the former Binga North MP, Mr. Prince Dubeko Sibanda, being the latest casualty. Sibanda was arrested on Saturday and was taken to Harare for detention to appear again in court on Friday. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the SADC summit has come and gone, with some celebrating the infrastructural development and some bemoaning the silencing of dissenting voices. Others are wondering where the country heads from here. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by ZANU-PF member Mr. Taurai Kandishaya. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kandishaya.
Thank you so much.
We are also joined by Freedom Alliance Secretary General, Mr. Nhlanhla Ncube. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Well, thank you very much to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Mr. Ncube, we'll start with you. How is the mood in the country following the SADC summit?
The mood can be described as very sad. And embarrassing, considering that more than 40 years into democracy, we are witnessing the human rights abuses that have been seen, and also someone being rewarded by being a SADC chairperson with such a tainted record as what is being seen, which is dating back to many years ago. Since 1980, we are seeing the same thing happening. So this is a very, very bad situation that we see in the country.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Kandishaya, you heard Mr. Ncube there. Varikuchema, uyezve pane vamwe varikuchema vachiti pane kusungwa kwevanhu nezvimwe. How is the situation like on the ground, Mr. Kandishaya?
Oh, thank you so much. The situation on the ground is normal, and the fact that people are here, it's only that people are here and excited. The people who are excited are those ordinary people, business owners who had who cashed in and maximized the profit during the recently held SADC summit. Also, our media people are also happy because they were exposed to cover international summit, SADC summit. To some of them, it was the first time in their entire career. We also happy that the president, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, is now the SADC chairman, a position that will make him drive the agenda of SADC, not only regionally, but globally. The mood is also that people are expecting to see a practical solidarity and the real regional integration spirit by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. For we know that President Mnangagwa is the only surviving person, surviving leader who has, with a history of associating with the founding fathers of Pan-Africanism, the likes of the late President Kenneth Kaunda, the late President Julius Nyerere, the late President Kwame Nkrumah, the late President Samora Machel. So the mood right now is that people are happy and people are appreciating, you know, the state for making sure that there was peace and for making sure that there was a smoothness in terms of the running of the SADC summit. So everyone is appreciating.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kandishaya. Baba Ncube, liyamuzwa lapha umnumzana Kandishaya uyachazisa ukuthi hayi kube lenzuzo ebekhona esuke emhlanganeni weSADC. Lina ngokubona kwenu libona sengathi akula inzuzo ebekhona na elizweni sikhangela imigwaqo okunye lakho okwakhiweyo labantu nje osomabhizimusi njengokutsho ka umnumzana Kandishaya likubona ngani ukula okuphathisile
nancu uKandishaya ukhuluma ngenormalcy. Inormalcy iyilokho esingathi kurelative ukuthi umbulali nxa esizwa kunuka izidumbu kuye into eqondileyo, kodwa emuntwini olobuntu nxa esizwa kunuka isidumbu kuba yisililo esikhona. Akukho okukhona Ncube, kungaze kuthiwe kumbe kulo mgwaqo wakhiweyo, kanti wona umgwaqo kumele wathiwe nxa kubuya abantu bemzini na? Kukangaki kufika abantu bemzini eZimbabwe kusukela ilizwe lithola uzibuse kuze kube namhlanje? So akumangalisi lokho okukhunywa uKandishaya, ngoba yikho abaphila ngakho khona lokho. Ngiyamangala nje nxa ethatha umuntu oyindlube wele phokweni emfananisa labo Kenneth Kaunda. OKenneth Kaunda ngabantu abebemela ukuthi abantu abakhululeke. Ilizwe leZimbabwe likhululeke ngenxa yokuKenneth Kaunda. Abazange basebenze ukuthi kube lo muntu oyedwa ozabe ebhizi ebopha abanye abantu. Kanti abantu laba kuyini abakwenzileyo? Phela ukutshengisela ivele konke abantu abafuna ukukwenza kuku-constitution yelizwe. So lapha sibona abantu abangalandeli i-constitution eyelizwe, abantu abangamahlongandlebe abathatha into erongo bayenze ibe right, bese besithi ukuthula kwabantu bemzini abahlonipha ukuthi ngoba singabantu bemzini sebekubona ngathi kubabuka ukuthi into abayenza iqonde. Akula muntu weZimbabwe othabileyo, laba abakuzani vele kabathabanga. Siyakwazi ukuthi bakhala lathi, labo bayadubeka, kabakhululekanga nabo. Loba bengafuna ukutshengisela kabakhululekanga, kumele bakhululeke kuphela nxa bekhuluma okufunwa ngumkhokheli wabo. So angeke sithi ukuthi lokho kwenza ukuthi umumo welizwe ube ngumumo omnandi onambithekayo. Kungamanga lokho okutshiwo uKandishaya.
Siyabonga Baba Ncube. VaKandishaya, VaNcube vari kutaura pana pakwanzi aiwa amungataure zvekuti pane normalcy munyika, vanhu vachisungwa, vanhu vasiri kutendera kuti vange vachiratidzira, vachiti zvakaitika kana kuti zviri kuitika zvinhu zvisina kunaka, sezvo vachiti kwakakosheswa vaenzi, vana vepamba vakarohwa, vakamiswa kuti vange vachisununguka. Munozvitambirawo sei izvi VaKandishaya?
Isu hatisisina nguva nenyaya dzana surona gudo dziri kutaurwa. Hatisisina nguva yekuswera tichirwisana nevanhu vatinoziva kuti havana chinangwa chekuvaka nyika vachienda kumberi. Ini chandangovinga pano ndechekukuzivisai kuti musangano weSADC wakafamba zvakanaka ndechekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti kufamba kwavo zvakanaka kwakasvika pakuti vamunangagwa purezidendi wedu ndovapa chigaro semusangano wesangano reSADC. Ndotichiti chechitatu, zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kufara chose, zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kune zviri kumatongerwo enyika ebato rinotonga nevanenge vari mapato anopikisa vese, hakuna asina kukokwa kusanganisira nevemachechi. Kana kuine vamwe vanofungawo pfungwa dzavo nekuti pamwe taida kuvaikisa mari takamiswa tikakoneswa, isu pano hatinei nekutaura nyaya dzevakasungwa nekuti hatisi magweta. Kana kuine anofunga kuti anokwanisa kutaura nyaya dzevakasungwa, dare rakatomirira magweta anomirira vari kunzi vakasungwa. Isu hatipo pane vakasungwa, tiripo bedzi kukuzivisai kuti musangano weSADC wakafamba zvakanaka. Paramendi yedu yakavakwa muZimbabwe inova pariamendi yakanaka zvikuru pakati pemaparamendi anonzi akanaka. Musangano uyu wakatibatsira isu senyika kuti vanhu vakaona Zimbabwe nechokwadi inosiyana neZimbabwe yavanoudzwa mumapepa. Vamwe makaona musikana uya achitaura kuti ndakatanzwa kuti kuZimbabwe muzvitora hamuna kana chekudya chinotengeswamo, unototenda mombe dzakamira. Vazhinji vakabva kuMadagascar, vakabva kuSeychelles, vakabva kuMauritius, vakabva kuAngola, vakaona chimiro cheZimbabwe. Kwakuenda mberi vamunangagwa vanoti nyika inovakwa nevene vayo. Vamunangagwa vakati zvesadhaki region inovakwa nevene vayo. Sesadhaki ngatichimirei tika.
Vakandishaya
kumbira dzekupema.
Vakandishaya ndokumbira kuku Mr. Mbichana. Pane vapindawo vari parunhare. Tozodzoka zvekare kwamuri. Hallo, lingenile kuhlelo linjani? Hallo. Ai, siyaphila, ngubani lo osixhuma engapi?
Igama ngumbonisi.
Yisizalo lapha udaba lomhlangano weSadic ukuthi uhambe njani lokuthi ilizwe liphathiseke kangakanani. Ungangena lapha na kuhlelo usiphe la umbono wakho.
Udaba uhlelo lona angazi ukuthi ngabe ku-IDE kunotyala abakwizayo kunotyala ikakhulu mpela kithi ngifundile yini kolotyala yabo ukwenziwa ngumongameli.
Hayi, ungani silahlekelwe ngobe secingweni laphana. Vakandishaya, tidzoka kwamuri. Munogona zvekare kutsanangurira vanhu kuti vakandishaya, muchiripo here pachirongwa? Rinenge runhare rwakandishayawo rinenge rwarasikapo. Vabancube, limzile laphana umnumzana Kandishaya ekhuluma. Uvangakaqedi kodwa ubechasisa ukuthi hayi kukhona okuziziwe njalo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyakuthakazelela ukuthi kuphethwe umhlangano abuthi ube lithuba lokuthi intathele izindaba labanye abosomabhizimusi bathole labo ithuba lokuthi bahlangene labakhokheli bamazwe athiyeneyo. Likubone njani lokhu babancube?
Iye ngimzwe ukuthi uyalahleka ubaba uKandishaya. Uchaya amabhanga. Into ekhona yikuthi khona isadakhi ngokuma kwayo kumele ukuthi imela esingathi intando yeningi, esingathi idemokrasi. Nxa kuyikuthi idemokrasi iyalinyazwa, iyabengwa, yenziwa imihwabha ngendlela esibone kusenzakala ngayo, akulandlela isadakhi engakuncoma lokho. Akulandlela umuntu weZimbabwe olengqondo ovuthiweyo angakusekela khona lokho athi khona yinto eqondile into eyenzakaleyo. La kuwo wonke onala amandla amazwe onala awesadikhi abazizwa beyangekile vele ngento eyenziwa yiZimbabwe, bese bebanjwa yikhonokhyana okubhaliweyo kwabo ukuthi bangaze basolana. Ayisikho ukuthi nxa ungangisolanga ungibona ngisona kuthi ukuthi sengiqondile ngoba awungisolanga. Ngiyamuzwa ke uyamncoma umkhokheli wakhe, umncoma ngayo yonke indlela. Kodwa thina esikwaziyo ukuthi icaca ungaze uyithathe isikhumba sikasilwane uligqokise icaca, lisala liliqaca vele. Nxa liphuma lisima laphana uzwa ngomnuko walo ukuthi leli licaca leli akusikho silwane lokho. Angeke kuyibambe kumbe inyathi, uyabukwazi khona lokho. So into ekhona eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu babaye siyethuselwa livalelwe ekhitshini, kube sokuthiwa khona abantu abami balunge bayesabeka. Kodwa lo makhelwane uyabesazi ukuthi into eyenzakalayo yinto engaqondanga. Kuyangimangalisa ukuthi oKandishaya ukubotshwa kwabantu kubona kuqondile. Engeke atsho lokuthi umthetho abawephulileyo owesisekelo sombuso ukuthi yisiphi, angeka kuqambe khonoko. Yikubona le makhoti awakhona, abantu kutholakala ama-conviction kawakho ngoba umtshelo engonanga lokhu ukutshengisela emhlabeni wanamhlanje azange kwaba yinto okuthiwa into embi. Kurongo ekuba kwebantwini abanjengabona labo ontando kayiphikiswa izanu yale yabo kandishana, yiyo yenza khona lokhu. Yes.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube changathina vakandishaya parinare asi ameno chicha itika nerinaro rao tichirikedza kuti tivabate kuti vadzoke muchirongwa tanzwa zvekare vaNcube vachitaura vachiti aiwa havatenderane nezvanga zvitaurwa nevakandishaya vachiti kuri kusyorwa kodzero dzevanhu vachiti hakusi kutevedzerwa mutemo sezvo vakawanda vachiri musungwa vasati vawanikwa vaine mhosva zvichireva izvo vachiti zvinoreva izvo kuti vakawanda ava kana kwakutariswa mutemo havana mhosva dzavakatarisana nadzo baba Ncube nxa sesikhangela kuti umhlangano lo usudlulile libona sengathi ngokuya kwesikhathi kuzaphathisa naye kakhulu labo ababotshiweyo ukuthi babe bekhululwa kodwa ongayangeni laphana Ncube kulo munye ongenileyo engocingo laphana alo incingo zethu namhlanje ungani ziyasilahlisa angazi ukuthi uhamba njani ungangena laphana Ncube ngombono wakho ubona sengathi ukuyiwa phambili njengoba umhlangano lo usudlulile ababotshiweyo laba bengaphathiseka na
ababutshwe ukuphathiseka kwabo kuba nzima nxa kusenziwa into enje kulo mhlangano omkhulu okumele ukuthi ngumhlangano oba yisibane ithuba elihle lesadika ukuthi iqale ukuthi izilungise kodwa ibisisehluleka kuyatshengisa ukuthi indaba yama-human rights eZimbabwe izahlupha kuyatshengisa futhi-ke ukuthi umnankagwa njengomuntu velovele wavela waziwa ngendaba ezodlame ezokulokhu zabantu ukuthi amalungelo abantu angalandelwa ungakubala kulabo gugurawundi kukhona ababekwenza even before kutholakala i-independence lokhu kuyatshengisa ukuthi uzaqhubeka enjalo yikho sizambona lokuphuma esikhundleni engasoze afuna ukuphuma esikhundleni ngoba ngumuntu oyabe sazi ukuthi vele uhamba abantu ngodli ngumuntu ongalasekelo owesaba abantu ngoba umuntu obopha abantu ngoba esaba abantu nxa ungabesabi awubabuphi ubayekela belezandla zabo nawe uphethe ulezakho nga so-ke ngumthelelo omubi kakhulu lowo Ncube sisiya phambili ngoba into yona leyo angithi nxa eseyenzile wayibone engathi engxe engathi iyasebenza kutho ukuthi yonke imihlangano ezayo konke abantu abafuna ukuthi baphefumule batho ababutshoyo ngabantu abazatshaywa ngabantu abazabotshwa ngabantu abazakwethuselwa ngendlela le esibona kusenzakala ngayo so-ke sisuka lapha sisiya phambili kutho ukuthi abantu laba singabathola abanye sebegwetshiwe loba bengala macala ngoba angithi kulelo lizwe umuntu uyatshelwa ukuthi lenze so line lisebenza lapha loba lizenzi likahulumende litshele ukuthi yenza nini lokhu lalokhu lalokhu yinto eyangisayo kodwa egcwalisa lokhu esihleli sikutsho ukuthi izanu injani lo mkhokheli wayo unjani yikho khona lokhu abakwaziyo ayikho into enhle abayaziyo abangayenzi bazi ububi bazaphila ngobubi bazakwenza ububi bona lokhu
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube ngombono wakho laphana tangatiri muchirongwa patakachitarisa kuti musangano weSADC waitwa wapfuura saka pane here zvaunzwa munyika tichitarisa budiriro yaunzwa nemusangano uyu uyezve tanzwa vakandishaya vebato rezanupf vachitsanangura ivo kuti pane zvakawanda zvaunzwa nemusangano uyu vachitaura nezvemabhizimusi kuti vamwe vanoita zvemabhizimusi vawana mukana wekuti vangewo vachisimudzira mabhizimusi avo vachitaurawo nezvivako nemigwagwa nezvimwe zvakavakwa zvakasimudzirwa munyika vachitaura zvekare nezvekuti vatori venhau vakawanawo mukana wekuti vange vachizvisimudzira vange vachisanganawo nevatungamiri vakasiyana siyana kwanhasi mhuri yezimbabwe togumira pano That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.